John and Mary Lynn. Greetings from the great Northeast. TC here. I first became aware of jam jingles while haunting the halls of our local radio stations in the mid-70s. After the program director of one bought a custom package from that other company with the yellow label from Memphis, I naturally scoffed all the other 5-inch demo reels, particularly those in the orange box. A new phenomenon happened in the New Haven market while I was hanging out and working at one of the Springfield radio stations. We sat there amazed, listening to a transistor radio that was used to make sure the music hadn't run out while one was on a potty break. Of course, blaring out from the speakers came
WKCI and New Haven.
Happy New Year!
Jam presents brand new jingles just for you.
While in college, the Jam Jingle album showed up on the doorstep one day. It was summarily deposited into my mailbox at the college station. Yep, you know I am that young and, well, you guys are that old. A few of us sat around the production studio listening to the demos on that vinyl disc, remember records? Right before we made numerous dubs to reel-to-reel tape and cassette to pass along to all of our friends. Of course, the original album is still here, packed away in a carton after all these years. Well, that was about 25 years ago when millions of miles of tape and scores of CDs have since been burned here containing those classic jam jingles. I've also dubbed at or been thrown out of many of the nation's best radio stations since then.
Hello, W-H-Y-N is
jingle companies have come and gone, been merged, purged, and dissected. Jam is, well, still Jam. Congratulations to you and the rest of the crew for 30 years of great listening. By the way, the twins are starting to rock and roll to the sounds of your jingles. Shelby bops to the tunes, and Perry tries to sing along with the singers. Where do I send the bill for the Jingles Anonymous Shock Therapy?
Tracy Carmen.